morning, G afternoon, and G evening. Welcome to the Giants 100 Fan Fuel Podcast. Here at the Giants 100, we invite Giants Nation to join the conversation. We talk football through and through, and we keep it 100, all for Big Blue. I'm your host, Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day. Today's episode is sponsored by Exclusive Hospitality Group, America's largest confidential concierge and catering company. If you request it, we manifest it. For more information, visit ExclusiveHospitalityGroup.com. Now let me take you through it. The Giants 100 is the first ever fan-fueled podcast where each episode features a representative of Giants Nation as a guest or co-host. From fans to the front office, coaches and players, current or former, we welcome you. Each episode will start out with a variety of topics, both indirectly and directly, related to the New York Giants, featuring spotlights and highlights, from tailgates to touchdowns, and the overall state of the franchise. We will then shift gears to our fan fuel portion of our podcast called Keep It 100. This segment is where our guest of the day will join me in a one-on-one real talk conversation where we discuss our New York football Giants both openly and honestly. Now, before we get started, we would like to remind everyone to follow the Giants 100 on all social media platforms at the NYG 100. Once again, that's at THENYG 100. Hit that follow, like, and subscribe button for the Giants 100 exclusive updates, giveaways, and more. Also, visit our website at thegiants100.com and sign up for your chance to be a guest on the Giants 100 Fan Fueled Podcast and join the conversation. All right, let's get started. Allow me to introduce myself. Once again, my name is Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, your host and founder of the Giants 100, and I am a New York Giants super fan from the womb to the tomb, a New York native, and I bleed blue. Good day, bad day, and twice on game day. I first fell in love with the New York football Giants at 7 years old when my father and my uncle were watching the Giants on TV. I remember seeing a guy dominate the game by running the ball, and I asked my father, "Who's that?" And my father said, "His name is Joe Morris." At that point, I became a Giants enthusiast, and I have been ride or die ever since. Now, enough about me. Thank you, Giants Nation, for tuning in to our kickoff episode, because today and the reason for the season, we celebrate our New York football Giants 100th anniversary. Wow. What does 100 seasons mean to me? It means longevity, loyalty, doing the impossible. It means also pursuing what's right, even when doing the right thing is highly unpopular. 100 years in any profession represents greatness and legacy. According to Wikipedia, the New York Giants were founded by Tim Morrow with an investment of $500 in 1925 and became one of the first teams in the then five-year-old National Football League. $500. Think about that. $500 doesn't sound like a lot, but in 1925, you were considered well off. Believe it or not, $500 in 1925 today is actually only worth $8,865. Boy, I wish I could buy an NFL franchise for either amount, but not in the current economy. According to USA Today, as of August 15, 2024, our eight-time champion New York Football Giants have the second highest valuation for an NFL franchise worth an estimated $7.65 billion. Yes, that's what it be. Throughout their 100-year history, the Giants have featured 29 Hall of Fame players, from Frank Gifford to Michael Strahan. Now, don't get me wrong, Giants Nation. I give mad respect to every era of Giants football. But I have to say, I'm from the Bill Parcells, Phil Simms, and Lawrence Taylor era. Bill Parcells, this is why you lift all them weights. This is why you do all that ish. Phil Simms, I'm going to go to Disney World. And in my opinion, the greatest on-field defensive player to date, Lawrence Taylor. Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazed dogs and have some fun. That's what I'm talking about. And those are the days, the attitude, and the culture I feel we need to get back. Speaking of 100 years, On Friday, September 6th, the New York Giants will host a fan fest at MetLife Stadium to kick off their 100th season, and the Giants 100 Fan Fuel podcast will be there live on location to pregame with the fans in the parking lots and to celebrate during the festivities. Additionally, in honor of 100 seasons, the Giants 100 is doing a $100 gift card giveaway. To enter, follow, and subscribe to the Giants 100 on our social media and podcast platforms. A finalist will be selected from each platform before a winner is randomly chosen. This means the more you follow and subscribe, the higher your chances are winning. For more information, visit thegiants100.com. This year, the Giants will host the Minnesota Vikings at MetLife Stadium for our season opener. And in addition to a winning season, fingers crossed, I'm also excited about the Century Red 100th season commemorative uniform. The team will wear them as alternates for at least two not yet identified games. Also, the 100th season logo patch will be on all the uniforms this year. And what stands out for me is its extreme attention to detail. The design tells an awesome story about our New York football Giants. From the background shield shape, like the Polo Grounds, which means a lot to me, because that's where I'm from. Harlem World, all day. The classic skyline logo and the eight laces that are above the skyline, representing the eight NFL championships, gives it a nice touch. Now, I've gotten mixed reviews about a lot from a lot of my Gmail. Now, I've gotten a lot of mixed reviews from a lot of my G family about these uniforms. Some don't like them. Some think they're okay, while others, like me, think the uniforms look cool. How do you feel, Giants Nation, about the Century Red alternate uniforms? Give me your opinions on Instagram at the NYG100 and let your voices be heard. And remember, keep it 100. This year, we also celebrate the top 100 New York Giants that ever put on a Giants uniform. Over 5,000 men have had that honor, and it's hard for me to decide who was the 100 best. When it comes to lists conveying a top 10, 50, 100, or a person is the quote-unquote GOAT of whatever sport or profession, et cetera, et cetera, personally, I have a strong like and dislike connection. And let me tell you why. Because it's so subjective, and you don't want to disrespect anybody. And I feel that because it's so subjective, you don't want to disrespect anybody, and I feel that you could be leaving someone off that list that deserves to be on it. In my humble opinion, there's no right or wrong answer. Well, except maybe for Eli Apple. But no, seriously. Anybody can choose the players they like because each player may have a certain meaning or connection to that individual. Some fans love offense, some fans love defense. Some people think that defense wins championships, which personally I believe it does. But some people think the key to success is to put more points on the board. You can't go wrong with either philosophy. Giants Nation, I think this is going to be our year. I truly believe this. Now hold on. Before you come at me, let me explain myself, okay? I definitely understand that for the past 10 years, we haven't achieved the goal. We failed to replicate the greatness of our championship years, especially when you factor in only two winning seasons over the past decade. We must do better. A lot of people are counting us out, as the majority of analysts and enthusiasts expect our New York football Giants to be last in the NFC East, which in my eyes is the toughest division in football. But this year, it just feels different. With our new roster acquisitions and this being the centennial season, I think this team and the coaching staff has a lot to prove, and they do not want to let Giants Nation down. And now for a Giants shout out. Today's Giant shout-out is dedicated to the one and only beautiful Isabella Strahan, the daughter of 7-time Pro Bowler and Super Bowl 42 champion Michael Strahan. Isabella was diagnosed with medulloblastoma, a tumor in the cerebellum located at the base of the skull. The love and support from the Strahan family and all of Giants Nation around the world, she was able to beat this horrible tragedy. Isabella is currently attending the University of Southern California and is currently cancer-free. On Instagram, Michael Strahan sent a beautiful post to his daughter congratulating her on being cancer-free, and I quote, "Isabella Strahan, you are a superwoman. Ringing that bell, finishing chemo, and on your way, you continue to fight with a smile on your face, strength, and determination. I am one proud dad. Love you, Bella. As a father, I definitely understand where Michael is coming from. There's nothing that you wouldn't do for your babies. It is our job to protect them and make them safe. Isabella, on behalf of me, Gary Ward Jr., and everyone here at the Giants 100 Fan Fuel Podcast, we just want to tell you congratulations. And we love you. Keep doing your thing, girl, and continue to be great." All right, everyone. That concludes our Big Blue review as we get ready for the segment we've all been waiting for. Keep it 100. Giants Nation, what's going on? I have the pleasure. I'm going to tell you right now. First of all, this is episode 1 of the Giants Fan Fuel Podcast. And this lady here needs no introduction, but I'm going to do it anyway. This lady, I met her at a Giants event quite a few years ago, and she's been a sweetheart ever since. And I'm so honored to have her on my very first episode. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I want to introduce to you Miss Pepper. What's going on, girl? How are you?
I'm well. I'm doing good. I'm glad I'm here on your very first episode. I am very honored.
I appreciate you. So what's going on with you, girl? Tell the world what's been going on with you. What you been doing?
Not much. Just hanging in there. Life is life. And I'm just doing what I got to do to get by, struggle, and keep afloat. You know,
I hear you.
You can't complain.
Let me tell you something. You can't complain, because I'm gonna tell you right now, as soon as you start complaining, people don't listen. So I get it. But I'm gonna tell you something. I'm excited. This is the Giants 100 season, centennial season.
Right.
And I'm telling you, tell the world, tell Giants Nation, when did you become a Giants fan?
Well, officially in the 90s, early 90s, but I want to say he's late East. My brother always watched the game Sundays. They friends, they over there, I'm watching, and everybody liked the other team. I'm not even going to name the names because of the cheerleaders, and I'm like, I don't want to be on them. I'm from New York, so I want a team that's here. So they was like, well, you got to choose. You need to choose. I said, I need to choose? Okay, fine. So I'm watching. I'm like, all right, I'm going to be a Giants fan. So that's how I was, like, 80s to the 90s. That's how I decided to be a Giants fan. I had to choose.
There you go. Well, you chose right, because I'm going to tell you right now, my story was a little different. I was a kid, and I was watching Giants game, and my father, my uncle, they was watching the game, and I saw this running back, and I said, I don't know who this dude is. I was like 7 years old. And I saw this guy run the ball, and I'm like, yo, he is killing it. Like, nobody is stopping this dude. Right. I said, Pop, I said, yo, who's this dude? And he said, his name was Joe Morris. And from that day, I became a Giants fan. When I saw him, I said, yeah, that's my team right there. Number 20. Still remember his number to this day. You know what I mean? So I get it. I definitely get it. Nice. But let me ask you this. What does 100 years mean to you about – as far as the nostalgia of the Giants, like, what is it, like, the 100 year centennial? Like, a lot of people don't get a chance to see 100 years of anything, you know what I'm saying? Or something in existence in 100 years. What does that mean to you?
100 years mean a lot because I'm only half a century and four dimes, like four pennies. So.
Don't do that. Don't lie to the people like that. You ain't. Don't do that.
Yes. 100 years, it's a blessing. So the teams is up and down. They go up and down. They make us laugh. They make us sad. 100 years is just, that's centennial. That just, it's a blessing. That's all I can say. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Yeah.
I got you. Now, somebody told me, I heard through the grapevine, that you are a big LT fan. Lawrence Taylor fan. Yes. Why is he your favorite player of all time?
Okay, so we go back to my brothers and I'm watching, and I picked the Giants, and it's in the late 80s, and I'm seeing him running, and he's knocking people over, basically. He's breezing down the... He was phenomenal. I'm like, nobody can stop him. He was just bad. Well, I mean, it's extraordinary. He was definitely, I was like, oh my God, rookie of the year. All that. Like, he got him to the playoff. It took them years to get the playoff. He did that. He just was, he was fantastic. He was a beast. Great defense. Absolutely. And to this day, all the time, I got other jerseys, but I still rock the Hall of Fame. I already rocked the old school. I had an old school one. I know somebody snatched it from me. You know, you can't leave stuff around like this.
Whoa.
They took one of my Lawrence Taylor throwback jerseys, the official one. Yeah, they stole the original one. Yeah.
Yo, whoever you are, I'm looking right in the camera. Whoever you are that got my girl's jersey right now, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And if I see you in the streets, man, it's going to be some problem. So you better be hiding.
And it still got lipstick stain on it, so I know much.
You're walking around with a jersey with lipstick stain on it? Man, I know they cleaned it by now. But I'm just saying, that ain't the point. The point is it belonged to you. You don't do that. You don't be stealing stuff. That's crazy. That is crazy. But yeah, man, but that's wow. Yeah, come on. We got to do better, Giants Nation. We got to do better. You know what I'm saying? But in your opinion, who do you think is the face of the franchise right now? If you had to choose one.
Because, you know, our boy just left. So I would have said Saquon, but he's just gone. He flew the coop. Literally. Coop.
You got it. Literally flew the coop. So since we're on that. Since we're on that. Just go ahead and just, how do you feel about that?
I'm very upset. I mean, I understand he got to do what he got to do. And he said he was wanting the Giants to give him more or whatever. He couldn't get what he wanted. So he decided to go his ways. I'm upset about that. And nothing else I can do. I'm just going to let that ride and just hope, you know, the newcomers, our new rookies, do what they got to do. It's a team effort. Right. I need everybody to put together in this team, get it together, move forward and give us some wins. Every year, I said the same thing. It's our year.
Yeah. So you're an optimist like me.
Every year. So I'm going to say year. Every year I said the same thing. So I'm going to say Daniel Jones, but...
You don't sound too confident, Miss Pepper.
I don't sound too confident, but I have to. It's our quarterback.
DeVito,
he hurt right now. I think he's hurt right now. I want to say he hurt. Lux. What was his name? I can't forget his name right now off the box.
Drew Lock.
He may can do something. I'm just hoping Daniel Jones. I'm gonna say he's the face, and he need to, you know, he don't like to slide. He don't like to, you know. I probably shouldn't say all this extra because I know people are gonna be. Don't come for me, y'all. You know, don't come for me. Don't do it.
No, let me explain something to you. Let me explain something to you. Here at the Giants 100 Fan Feud Podcast, we keep it 100. That's why we do what we do. You see that right there?
Right.
Keep it 100. Not everybody's going to agree with you. Some people may agree with you, the whole nine. That's what this platform is for. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I'm going to tell y'all right now, Giants Nation, don't come at my girl, Miss Pepper. If you don't agree with her, that's fine. But what you won't do is disrespect her. Well, I got to go back to this real quick because when I asked you about the face of the franchise, you was like, it's like you wasn't too confident, though. So I need you to expand on that. Like, where did that come from?
I'm watching the Washington preseason. I know the preseason is our starters. I mean, it's not our starters, but I wanted us to win all of those games because that game, we won the first game. But I wanted us to, you know, make me feel good going into the season to right. say, yeah. So that's where I'm at with it. Then I see the preseason, and I know that means, but we play the Vikings first, and I'm sitting up here like, come on. Like, I just need us to win, and I don't want to be disappointed. I need the first six games, and I'm going to say the first six games. I need to keep this smile on my face. Let's go Giants. Like, let's do this year. I need to keep a smile on my face. I like to talk crap. I can't talk crap when they still holding stuff on from my last year. I keep saying that's the past. People still holding the stuff over my head. So,
right. Yeah. Well, you know what? That leads me to what I was going to ask you before. How does it feel to be a Giants fan in your shoes? Because I'm going to tell you right now, girl, I be trying. I'm telling you, I'm one of them dudes. Look, I'm a loyal. I'm loyal. I'm all the way loyal. Mm-hmm. So when I walk around here with this hat and this shirt and this gear and stuff like that, and people be looking at me and they be laughing, be joking, you know what I'm saying? I be ready to go, man, what you laughing at? You know what I'm saying? I've been like, yo, it's so funny. You know what I'm saying? They be like, man, you a Giants fan. And sometimes I'll be like, nah, I kind of know what the Cleveland Browns felt like at one point in time.
Right.
Man,
right.
They was, right. Ooh,
they was bad. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yep. And we got Super Bowls.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Absolutely.
But they're a little dusty right now, though, but
right.
You still got them. But so as a Giants fan, how does it feel to be one in your shoes right now? Like when you walk out
in public. As a Giants fan living in Pennsylvania.
And that's why I'm asking you.
I'm still walking around with my jerseys on, my t-shirts on, my hats on. I'm still going to talk crap. But then I'm going to leave, like, at the first quarter, second quarter of the game. I'm going to leave the bar and everything and go home and finish watching the game.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm a diehard. So I'm going to ride it out. No matter what. You're going to go ahead. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be upset. But I'm not going to break no TVs or nothing. But I'm going to be mad and upset. And I'm going to say, all right. At the
end. Ain't that crazy, though? And you know, I'm going to tell you right now. I love G-Men, Giants Nation. I love y'all to death. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not breaking my 70-inch Samsung because y'all lost. I'm not doing that. There ain't enough love in the world. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The Maras, the Tishes, I love y'all to death. But right. Y'all got money to replace TVs. I don't. Right. I ain't got it like that. Right. So I get it.
Yeah. I ain't breaking nothing up. I'm going to watch it, be mad. I'm going to turn the channel, but I'm going to go back and peek.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to tell you, well, you know what? I definitely agree with you. But which Giants rookie this season are you most excited to watch?
Malik Neighbors. Malik.
You better say it again, girl.
LSU. Let's go. I'm looking forward to him. I'm really looking forward. Out of everybody, I'm really looking forward to him shining, showing up. Like, right. I mean, all the rookies now, I'm not even going to say that because you know what? It's a team. I keep telling people and you know, we always want to look at the best player or the best person coming through, but we got to realize this is a team. Like when we had, I'm going to go back a little bit. When we had Cruz and then Odell came on, Come on.
But so you know what, Ms. Pepper? Go ahead. Huh? I apologize. No, go ahead. I apologize.
I said, what I'm saying, this is what I want. Team. It's not just one player. It's all get together. Somebody else get that ball. Somebody else just work with everybody. Let everybody shine. They can shine if you give them the opportunity to utilize them or whatever. So Jones, you got the look. That's what I'm saying.
She said, you got the look. What do you think he's doing, Miss Pepper? He's a look. He is looking. He's a little shell-shocked.
Sometimes. I'm not going to blame it. It's hard because I'm not playing a game. I never played a game. But in the same token, you out there, you the spectator, you watching, you're like, hey, you ain't see that? Or right, you doing something that you ain't supposed to do right now. But
right.
It is
easy on this side of the fence when everybody thinks they're a coach, a defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator. And it's like, man, why would you throw that pass? Why would you?
Right.
Why didn't you see the slant that came across the man? Everybody, it's good on this side, but once you in it, it's a different story.
Hard. Yeah, it's hard.
It is definitely different.
I get it, but utilize everybody on the team. You know, utilize your team so we can get together and do something. Even with, you know, they not, you know, just so much. I can go on and on, but I'm not even going on. But yeah, I'm looking forward to Malik to show up and show out. Yeah. We need to start now. What about you? What do you think? Like, who are you thinking?
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. And I appreciate you asking that question. I'm looking forward to Malik Nabers, but I'm also looking forward to Tyrone Tracy Jr.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why. We haven't had, well, like you said, he just left it with the Philly.
We both on that.
But as far as a running back with size, speed, and can read and can hit the holes the way they're supposed to, you know what I'm saying? We haven't had that in a long time. See, I'm like you. You see this gray on my face?
Mm-hmm.
I'm from the era of, again, the Phil Sims, the LTs, and all that. Yeah, but when we had Earth, Wind, and Fire, Brandon Jacobs, Amara Bradshaw, Derek Ward, come on,
right,
man.
Right.
Yeah, back, look, see, back. Look, girl, you almost fainted right now when I said that. You were like, you said, oh. You said, oh, I went back. Giants Nation. That's how old I am, okay? And you're going to be like, who? And is that who? Yeah, Google him. So, but he, to me, is a guy that I think he has all the tangibles of being an excellent running back. He has the size. He has the, like I said, the ability, the stature. And again, during the preseason, and a lot of coaches that I've read them say on social media and other platforms, they say that they really like this guy and he's soaking up everything like a sponge, like, you know, the playbook, and he's very coachable and things of that nature. So I'm definitely looking forward to him because I know we in the league right now where everything is pass, but if you ain't got a dude that can run that rock, man, to keep it balanced, it is what it is. You know what I mean? But I really believe that he's like that hidden gem that we have on our squad. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta I think I'm gonna get in trouble for this one, but I'm gonna ask you anyway. You know, And I'm terrible, Giants Nation, because I should have looked the information up and it didn't cross my mind at the time. But I got Eli Manning should be up for eligibility to go into the Hall of Fame. Now, I believe he's going, hands down, okay? A lot of people disagree. You know what I'm saying? They say because he has a 500 career record, you know what I'm saying? Nah, they don't know. It's like pulling hairs, like, you know what I'm saying, picking straws. But I came across something that I thought was interesting. And I don't know what's going on in Giants Nation, though, but this guy here, he gets a lot of flack. Do you think Tiki Barber belongs into the Hall of Fame?
Well, he had, early 2000s, was
that 4 or 5? 4? You think he only had 2-3 years?
Good years. But I'm saying as a running yard, he was doing he was in most running yards in his time. But I don't know. I guess because I'm on now what he just said about what's name leaving, and I think he shouldn't have said that. Maybe he was making a joke about what's name. So I think that kind of dampened me. Like, why still be who you are? You can't get, you know, too mad about people leaving and making money. You know what I'm saying? But So he was good at his time. I'm not gonna say that. Like 2006, he was definitely. I think it was 2006. Early years, or early 2000. He was definitely good, but, you know, Hall of Fame, I don't know. I don't know if he put his time in for the Hall of Fame, but what do you think about it? I'm going to throw it right back to you. And I know you're interviewing me, but throw it back to you.
You know what? That's okay. You can interview me. It's all good. I'm going to tell you, I think that Tiki, if you're listening, well, when this does air, if you're listening, I say this with all due respect. So I'm going to do what Miss Pepper said earlier. Don't come at me. Okay? Sure. I think see, I'm conflict. This is why I'm conflicted.
Okay.
I actually like Tiki Barber. I actually liked him for us. I actually thought that he was definitely an all-pro, the whole name. Mm-hmm. His fumble issues had a lot of people upset with him.
Right.
He lost a lot of bets for a lot of people due to his fumble issues. You know what I'm saying? Because he's very loose with the ball. But, you know, I'm not a politician, and I stay away from politics, though. But right. I just think that because of his type of persona, I think people don't like his type of his I guess his aura or his energy. You know what I mean? So, in my opinion, I think the Hall of Fame for most is deserving. Some people, it's a little bit political. You know what I'm saying? It's a little politics coming to play on certain things. Either you like this dude or you don't like this dude. Right. Some people, there's some players that should have been in the Hall of Fame a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. But because of whatever reason they didn't like them or whatever the case may be, that's why they're not in it. So, but that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother conversation. Yeah. So, but I would say yes. I would say yes. You know, but I gotta ask you this.
Okay.
I made for you. We're gonna play a little game.
Okay.
Okay. And you see this right here? I don't know if you can see it though, but it says Ms. Prediction 2024. Okay. And I wrote it down here in my little notebook. So I'm going. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through each game.
Okay.
Because I want your prediction for this season. Did you need a minute to get a pen and paper so you can write it down?
Okay. Is this a win lose or you told my score?
No, win lose.
Okay.
Win lose. Yeah, we're not going to go to scores. Nah, we're not doing all that. Because, like I said, that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Nah, no, this is going to be a.
See that?
Okay. By Giants Nation, what we're going to do is we're going to go down the 2024 season. And Ms. Pepper is going to give her wins loss prediction for each game from week one through week 18. Let's go ahead and get started, Ms. Pepper. Week one, the Minnesota Vikings at the Giants. Who's winning? The Vikings are winning?
Now, I really want the Giants to win, but I'm going with the Vikings.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So, I got to put my glasses down like this. You know how, like, your elementary school teacher used to look at you like this? Like, you think... you know what? I'm going to put it down here. I'm going to put it down here. So, that's an L for us.
Yep.
It ain't looking too good over there. First game. Okay. Week two. Giants at Commanders.
Oh, we going to beat them. We
going to beat them?
Mm-hmm.
That is a W. Week three. Giants at Cleveland.
Oh, no, we gonna beat them too.
We beating the dog, pal?
We beating the Browns. We beating the Browns.
Week four. Giants at Seattle. Take your time, girl. Take your time.
Week four is not. That's the, we played Cowboys.
I mean Cowboys. You know what? You should be the host instead of me.
No, I'm sorry.
I apologize. Yes.
No. Dallas. That's fine. Because we play Dallas first. I don't know what happened this year, but yeah. But we always lose. It's like, I've been here 8 years. Like, I think like 9 years ago, we beat them in the first game. And that was the second game. It was the second game because it was November and I froze my butt off outside. So I remember that game. But anyway. Dak.
Come on, Ms. Pepper.
Okay.
No, take your time. No, no, no. Wait. So wait a minute. You said we win it or we lose it?
We lose it.
Week five. We Giants Seattle. At Seattle.
No, we can't. We can't go with what's the name? Wilson. Yeah, no, we losing. We losing. Yep.
No, you wait a minute. No, no. I'm not trying. I'm not trying to start nothing with you, but you know, no, Russell Wilson ain't in Seattle no more. You know he's in Pittsburgh now.
Oh, he did. That's right. He is. Well, who's the
that's
quarterback
right.
there?
That's right. Geno Smith is their quarterback now.
Oh.
But he did actually play very well last season.
Mm-hmm. Seahawks, yeah. I was putting an L for the Seahawks.
You still putting an L.
I'm putting
out. Josh Nation, it ain't looking too good right about now. But you know what?
Y'all better give me some faith. They better turn all this upside down, because when I looked at this schedule, I was like, I'm like 9-9, 9-9, 9-9, half and half.
Week six, Ms. Pepper, Cincinnati Bengals at New York Giants.
We're going to beat
Joe
them.
Burrow. Woo! We're going to beat them.
We're going to beat them.
You know what? You about to make me put on a pair of pads and a helmet off right now, girl. Woo! Hey, Joe Burrow, don't come at us.
We gonna beat y'all.
Don't come at us. Week seven.
Now they got oh boy. Philly been doing it. Philly been coming a beast lately. I'm telling you. I ain't even gonna say not just because of Saquon just moved over there. I'm just saying in general. So
in general, right?
I'm just saying in general. I ain't even talking about Saquon. I'm just saying they've been doing their thing, and I've been watching them. They ain't my team, the Birds, but you know, I hate to say that again. We gonna take that. I want us to beat the division. Only people we're gonna beat in the division is Washington.
Girl, don't do us like that. Week one ain't even happened yet. Don't do us like that.
I'm just trying to keep it 100. Like, I'm just trying to keep it. That's my prediction. Everybody else, y'all don't want to go with me. That's fine. Don't come for me. But I'm just trying to don't come for me. But if y'all write that down and I'm right, y'all better be like, well, you was right. Didn't it hit me up? Like, you know you was right. Shake your head like that.
Oh, man. Week eight.
All right, we want to beat the
Giants
Steelers.
At Pittsburgh. We're going to beat the Steelers? Oh, that's a W. We're okay.
We're going to beat the Steelers.
Yeah. Week nine, Washington at the Giants. So we play the Commanders again, week nine.
Are we're going to beat them again. We're definitely home? Beating them. Yep.
Okay. So you're saying that we're going to sweep them?
Yeah, we're sweeping them.
Week 10, Giants at Carolina.
Carolina been iffy.
Homecoming for Brian Burns. We got him from Carolina, so
yeah,
maybe he go down there and cause some havoc.
Yeah, we definitely.
Week 11, we have a bye. Week 12, Tampa Bay. MetLife.
We home.
Yes, we are.
Buccaneers, I'm kind of iffy with the Buccaneers as well. So we home. I'm gonna give us the W.
Okay. Week 13 at Dallas.
You know what? We coming back in they trash can. We gonna beat them in they trash can. I got faith.
You got faith. So you want me to put the W? Wait a minute. First of all, your eyes look like that, Ms. Pepper. Don't do that. You know what you look like? If you are in trouble, blink three times if you need help.
I'm tired of them sweeping us. I'm tired of them sweeping us. They can't keep us this year.
Yes, I agree.
We're going to go to their house and we're going to beat them in their house because, you know, I feel like whatever. We're going to beat them in their house this year.
Okay.
Please. I tell them to lay down.
I know that's right. And week 14, New Orleans.
New Orleans.
At home. At MetLife Stadium. I apologize.
New Orleans. Saints. The Saints. I haven't really been watching them. I'm going to give us the win. I'm saying that, but I'm... Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Expound on it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Take your time, girl. We ain't rushing you. You got something you got to say?
No. Because you know what? Once we start getting to the end of the season, it'd be all downhill from there. And like, we're gonna keep it 100. Like, I want us, y'all won't come for me because I really want. I want to drag the whole season. Don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
But every time I get my house, I be cheered up. Then it go all downhill, and I can't. Yes. I can't even go to the bar. I can't go nowhere and sit there and be happy. I have to watch the game at home. I don't want to watch the game at home. Right.
Absolutely.
Right. So, and I'm not trying to say that. I'm just going on my thoughts or whatever and how it's been through the last 8 years or so since I've been up here. So I should move back to Jersey. That's what it is.
Move back to Jersey. If it's going to get us a winning season, then I need you to move back to Jersey.
Thanks, Jersey. I think I need to go back to Jersey. Okay. All right.
Yes. We're going to go ahead and keep it moving, Giants Nation. Week 15, Baltimore at MetLife Stadium. What we doing, Ms. Pepper? Lamar Jackson, what we doing? Stand up and fight. Stand up, girl. Stand up. Why'd you put the L up? Did she do that? Did you put the L up like this? Wait a minute. You tried to sneak it in there, she said. Oh, no. God, no. Okay. You know what? I'm going to put it down. I'm going to put it down. God.
I want better for us, but
I do too.
I want better for us. I'm not even whatever. I'm gonna give us Falcons. I'm gonna give that to us. I'm gonna give us the Falcons.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I'm gonna give it to the W. Falcons. Yeah.
Okay.
We just beat
Week 17, Indianapolis at New York.
We're gonna beat them again.
We're gonna beat Indy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, back to the Eagles nest in Philadelphia, in the city of brotherly love, where there's not a lot of love. Sometimes it is what it is. Yeah, they don't know nothing about that because they're too busy throwing snowballs at Santa Claus. Remember when they did that back in the day? Yeah. Yep. So what you say? We winning? We losing?
You know what? I ain't gonna let them sweep us. We gonna beat them. We're going to show him at the last game. They probably beat us the first one. We're going to show him that we can beat them. He made the wrong move. Yeah, we're going to show.
All right, Giants Nation, in my hand, I have Ms. Pepper's 2024 prediction for the season. So let me count these. I'm going to count these L's first. No, these W's. I'm going to count the W's first. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. 12 wins. Yes. Hold on, Giants Nation. Look, I know they're like, what the? Yeah, let me count it again. I'm going to count it again for y'all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. 12 with 1, 2, 3, 4. No, 5. I'm about to say they can't be because there's 17 games now. 12 and 5 is Ms. Pepper's. I wrote it here. 12 and 5. Right there in the corner. 12 and 5. Once the season is over, we're going to revisit this. You and I.
Listen, Giants Nation, stand up. Y'all might not go low with my predictions, but we going somewhere. And I have high hopes for this year. We all going to pray.
We're Before we get up out of here, Ms. Pepper, first of all, I'm just letting you know that I'm having a ball with you. And I appreciate you. Like I said, the first episode of the 100th centennial season of the New York Football Giants and the first episode at the Giants 100 Fairfield podcast.
You need one of those.
We're going to talk.
I need one of those.
I got you. But I got to ask you this last question. Get it off your chest. Is there anything that you want to get off your chest? Any pet peeves, any issues, any problems regarding our New York Football Giants? This is your opportunity right now to look into that camera, tell Giants Nation and all people who are involved how you feel. Anything you want to get off your chest?
I want a good season. I want us to win. I want to stand up every game. I ain't going to say we're going to win them all, and it's okay to lose some. But I need to go to the playoff. I need to go to the Super Bowl. I ain't saying I want to win. But if we don't win, I just want to go far. Even if we just go to the playoff, not just one game. I don't want to be like the other team, one and done. I need to get in there a couple of times, you know? I want something. Let's make this year be our year officially. I say that every year when the season's about to start. It's our year. So I want to say that and make that officially say this. Yeah, I said that y'all going to lose to the, they was going to lose to the Vikings. I don't want them to lose no games, but I know they're going to win and lose. But I need us to go far. I need us to, not just for me, for all of us. Make all of us proud. Let us all have a good season this year. Be happy, you know, and just laugh about it and have something to talk about. And wear our stuff in pride. I mean, I'm going to wear it anyway, no matter what. Right. But I want to be like, yeah, y'all see this? See that? You know, I want us to go far. I want us to do the damn thing. Excuse my French. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
No, you all right. No, you cool. Oh. Do the damn thing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do the damn thing.
Giants
Nation. Let me tell you something. This is how we feel as a nation, Giants Nation. Right now, you almost got us cursing. That right now is how we feel right now. Y'all need to get it together. I got you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been real. It's been fun. I want everybody to give Miss Pepper a nice round of applause. You know what I'm saying? Yes. And
thank you so much for having you. I appreciate you for real. Thank you so
absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely.
I'm honored. I'm definitely.
Thank you. Nation, thank you for tuning in. I'm Gary Ward Jr., bringing you the best of all football, all stars. All day. One.